What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. This is the best of show that we told you we were going to leave you off with while we get through the planning of season two. And Jasmine, Pepper, Cookie are in the house with me here. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. So good day for a trip down memory lane. So we'll go ahead and jump right into our first clip. This is going to be from episode one. And just to kind of set the tone for what kind of jokes and banter that you're going to hear on the season, this one sets it up pretty good.
It's kind of a win-win.
It really is. Wait, isn't win-win Asian? Jasmine, do you know win-win?
So, how's your cousin doing?
Have you heard from her? Is she all right? Is she still running that dry cleaning /donut/massage parlor?
Happy endings.
Yeah, pretty much.
Happy campers all
pretty
around.
Pretty much.
Yeah, seriously.
Sidelines as a nail tech. That's her side hustle right now.
We all need a side hustle now.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
With happy endings in the waxing station.
Oh,
she calls it a win-win.
The waxing is not a very happy ending.
Win-win's waxing?
Exactly.
Two, please.
Hey, she gets a lot of tips from that.
I'll just bet. The tip, I bet.
Which is his favorite game.
Yeah. I'll take just the tip for 20, which is what I charge.
I'll take the whole thing for
40. The whole thing is 40?
Well, he likes it rough, what can I say? All right, well, speaking
I learned
of
that from Pepper.
Of course.
Speaking of liking it rough, you guys remember the United Airlines and beating their passengers?
Remember? I still whack off to the news story of it. Go on.
You're so waiting to get
it. I know, yeah.
So this is when Cookie wanted to book a flight, just after the United thing happened.
I would say if you can stand the beating, maybe fly United for the cheaper flight. Maybe them and Cheapo Air should hook up right. Or something. You know what
or
I mean?
Or if you're just into S&M, mercy. You know?
Right.
You
maybe
like
you're,
it rough.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. It could work. You're into that kind of thing. And,
I'm booking
you know.
A flight right now.
So did they ever get back to you about that flight?
No, I'm on the no-fly list.
Oh.
For that very reason.
Maybe it was because of this next clip.
United, you know, provided that you'd get yanked off. And
oh, I've gotten yanked off before.
Well, not in the bathroom. I mean, like, it getting yanked off.
Oh, it's all coming together now. It makes sense. I feel stupid.
It may have had something to do with that. Maybe not, but maybe. So just to show you what kind of, like, how we set the tone and for jokes. And we also have reoccurring characters that we inadvertently got. Like, do you guys remember Jake from State Farm?
We all remember Jake from State Farm.
I know one of us in particular.
I love a guy
really
in khakis.
I love him.
Remembers
<He's> awesome.
Jake.
He's my friend.
Well, in case
like
you
a good neighbor.
State Farm is there. So in case you don't know how Jake from State Farm got to be Jake from State Farm, here's a refresher.
Especially because it was so close to, you know, your house and stuff.
Because he was my next door neighbor? Yes.
Those are the best friends to have.
Right? That's a good neighbor.
Like State Farm.
And I was trying to tiptoe around that one because I didn't know if we were going to, like, actually talk about, like, who, like, your neighbor, like, the fact that it was your neighbor on the show. So I was just kind of like...
When have we tiptoed around anything?
What's wrong with neighbors?
This is true.
And, yeah, what is wrong with neighbors, Pepper?
There's nothing wrong with neighbors. Being a friendly neighbor is the best.
Pepper's exactly. An extra friendly neighbor.
I know.
Except I don't go over to borrow sugar.
Sugar's code for penis for Pepper.
Except now I use him for rides to go to my boyfriend's house.
So he's Uber. He's an Uber.
He's an Uber driver.
Jake has been promoted. That's his side hustle.
So messed up.
Well, there was a little bit of a continuation on about it and why we're, like, I guess more clarifications to why we were calling him Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, that guy.
As you guys
In khakis.
Yes, in khakis, because why is he Jake from State Farm again? Like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there.
And so everybody started calling him Jake from State Farm here, and the nickname just kind of stuck. And I think even when Jasmine's ex was on the show, he referred to him as Jake from State Farm. So yeah. I thought that was kind of cool that it was like the running gig of the show or one of the running jokes of the show. And I'm sad that one of the segments, the running segments, is going away. But this next clip was straight out of the Tinder sausage aisle. And, well, not all things need a paragraph explanation. We'll just lead off with that.
Obviously, I need to fucking know if you have STDs first, which, by the way...
Uh-oh.
One of the guys that I was talking to on Tinder, you know, he was like really hot and stuff or whatever. And I started talking to him, and all of a sudden, he just came up with a spew, like a fucking paragraph that explained the fact that he had herpes.
Oh,
is that a paragraph's worth of explanation? I mean,
yeah.
Just put herpes and it's kind of self-explanatory.
No shit. Like,
herpes is actually my Tinder screen name. I mean, what's the paragraph for? I don't need a backstory.
Yeah, everybody knows what the herpes is.
I know.
There's no need to go on and you just kind of drag it on.
So just the kind of crazy stuff that we got out of the sausage aisle, I think was awesome. That was
I've since dude. Changed my screen name from herpes to gonorrhea. So that's just an update for all you listeners. I go in for a checkup in a week or two, so that too might change. We'll see.
It's curable.
I actually picked a sausage from the Tinder sausage aisle, and it's a kielbasa. So,
ooh, I was gonna ask: is it Italian? Is it a chorizo?
Sounds big.
Is it an all-American hot dog? Is it a Dodger dog?
That sounds nice. I know.
A kielbasa, though, that's delicious.
Nice big juicy thing.
Yes.
Oh yes. Kind of need right now
on a bun.
You saw it, remember? Oh, well, no. Well,
your mouth was covering most of it. Thanks for that.
I told you that was going to come up.
As did he a couple of times.
Shwing. And, yeah, we were talking about that earlier before the show. I can't believe you guys saw that. I'm like, we can't believe you didn't turn off your fucking camera.
She wanted us to. She wanted to get caught.
She did.
No, I didn't.
She tried.
Yes, you did. I saw your daily planner. It says, "Get caught today, giving head."
She tried convincing herself.
Yeah, funnily enough, it was on Monday through Friday too. Get caught giving head. Your dad's watching you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's very proud right now.
He's like Santa. He sees you all the time.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He peeps you when you're giving head.
Yeah.
You're on the
he
naughty
gives you pointers.
List. She's on the naughty.
Less teeth, more tongue.
Try doing it in front of the mirror next time, but without the camera on.
I know, seriously.
Without that wall.
I'm like, I'll turn it off, but then she starts making commentary like it's fucking sports center.
I told you.
Yeah, like Newsnight for crying out loud.
I was literally on my tippy toes trying to look over the thing, and I was like, I see it. It's clear now. She's giving head.
And she was so into it, like she hadn't seen it 15 minutes earlier before she got here. I mean.
I was like, go, girl, get it.
I had a cheerleading squad.
Oh, yeah, you did. She was like cheerleading hard for you. I think I saw a single tear roll down her cheek at one point.
Yeah.
You made me proud.
She gave you a 10 for technique, but only an 8 for effort. Could have done better.
You could have got that going pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like you took too long to make it happen. Yeah. So
what made me turn around and start looking was when I heard her go, "Oh, come on, put some fucking neck into it." And I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I'm looking and she's like, "She's over there giving head." I'm like, "What?" And cuz we weren't paying attention, we were smoking and drinking and pre-gaming and talking over here, and we thought you hung
Per-yush.
Up until she was like, she's giving head. I'm like, what the fuck?
And I was even making noises. I was like, oh, yeah, harder. And they're like, what?
And this went on for how long?
How long were you giving head for?
Like 15 minutes.
That long.
We were singing that All Me So Horny song.
Like about 15 minutes.
You love him long time.
Making out.
Push it real good. And then what did you guys have delivered, by the way? What kind of food did you guys have delivered?
Japanese.
Typical.
Mm-hmm. After sex.
Yeah.
After some good.
You don't want to feel too full because when round two comes up and you're going down.
Got that sweet and sour in your mouth already. Yeah.
She used teriyaki as lube. You broke ass bitch. Just kidding. No, it's good. I'd use that too.
No, I used the duck sauce.
Duck sauce. Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding.
You're not kidding.
The plum sauce.
She makes her own fish oil.
What's that stuff that, like, supposed to be really hot? That green stuff?
Sriracha?
No.
Wasabi?
Yeah. Oh, that would burn. God.
Oh, hell
oh
no.
My God. I can't.
That would, like, brand his dick.
I wonder if, like, that would feel like... I'm going to try it.
Oh, watch out. She said she wants to try that.
You are trying wasabi tonight.
Isn't chili dog would bad enough?
Would you rather? I know, that's a good would you rather.
So that, I mean...
Wasabi with some pussy or some sushi with some...
plum sauce.
With your dad's jizz.
What is it with you and your dad's jizz? Holy shit.
She's like, I have low protein.
Wow, whatever.
A protein deficiency, if you will.
Well, if this is season one or episode one, Cookie would have been telling her back off of the incest stuff. And in case we need a reminder, here's a clip to show us.
Like, oh my god, it felt like this right when I fucking rammed my sister last night or some shit. I'm like, what in the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
sorry, I just needed to disclose something real quick. Going back to your sister comment, Jasmine, there are only two things that gross me out to the point of vomit. Funnily enough, one of them is incest, and the other one is pedophile. So if we can steer clear of that shit, we'll be A-okay. So back to you and your sister.
I thought we had like a fucking no filter rule.
I'm joking. So I'm joking. Kind of my brother's calling me right now. I gotta go.
Speaking of which, my brother did just call me again, and I do have to go. So, peace out, guys.
Don't go, Cookie.
When the phone rings, you pick up. You need to go.
No, you don't pick up. Put it on airplane mode.
That's also something I'm into, because it's rough.
So, yeah, that was still out of everything that we did this first season, that was still one of like my most favorite jokes. Like, just the setup took forever, and I was like, I was gonna say something, but then I look at him and he has this like weird smile on his face, and I'm like, nah, I'm gonna let this one go through. And then he busted out, I gotta go, my brother is calling me, and I just fucking lost my shit. That was so fucking funny. And like the time we were giving you a hard time about men in uniform, and you're like, oh, I love me a man in uniform. And it was like, oh, well, what kind of uniform? So that kind of sets the tone for this next one.
He will be
men
missed.
Men in uniform?
Are you talking like... Yeah, like a uniform legit, or like a guy that works at McDonald's kind of uniform.
Hey, a uniform is a uniform.
Thank you. That's what I was asking.
Like military or...
You work at McDonald's, I got your back.
Or cops, right? Or firemen. Oh my God, firemen.
Are you too good for like someone that works at Subway or a custodian for a school district or something? Jeez.
You know, the guy that sells Dodger dogs wears a uniform too. I'm just saying. That guy doesn't get any
I wouldn't
credit.
Say no to a Dodger dog.
I'll bet he went.
Those are so good.
Jesus, you and him both.
I love those things. They're so good.
Phrasing? Are we not saying phrasing anymore?
I think like I ate like how many that day you made them? I think I ate the whole pack. I was like, yeah.
Oh, when you were slapping your boyfriend in the face with him too? She just walks out of the kitchen. I'm not even hungry. And she walks out with a fucking Dodger dog in her hand. And he's just sitting there minding his own fucking business. And she just walks out of nowhere, just fucking slaps him in the face with it. And she's like, oh, yeah, take it. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
And then it broke. I was like, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she hit him so hard it fucking broke.
Oh, my God.
I still picked it up and ate it.
On the spot stuff, like having to pay your weed man during the set. You remember this one, Jasmine?
Yeah, I remember that. Hey, time out. Shit, my fucking, I need to pay my weed guy. Hold up.
Real time, people. This is real time.
This is real life. This is how it happens. Can't fuck with the weed guy, especially he's knocking at the door. Because the next time you call him, he's going to be like, who? Nah, you got the wrong number. Click. That's how it happens, folks. Real time.
Damn.
It had absolutely nothing to do with the show, but every time we heard that clip, we just started laughing hysterically. It was like, damn, that's gangster.
Hold on.
Hold up, my weed guy's here.
It's an emergency.
Oh, man. No, I liked it. We've been having a lot of fun on the show, and that was, like, I guess the main point of starting the whole thing, other than the request that we were getting to record our conversations, because, I mean, it's basically shit
fucking
like this.
Epic.
Right? Oh, man. And so this next one was us. I think we were all giving each other a hard time, but I think Jasmine got it the worst on this next one.
I think that's when my parents gave up, was like, okay, we're done. Like, we're going to have Jasmine. She's going to be our last one. And they're like, well, just kidding. 10 years after, like, she wasn't good enough.
They looked at her 10 years later. We're like, fuck, we raised nothing but disappointment. Let's try again.
That's so messed up.
I think we were talking about the middle child.
Middle child. Yeah. Yeah, oh my God. Too funny.
And
it's true, though. I mean, I have nothing to say. Like, my parents fucking adopted another kid. I wasn't good enough, I guess. I don't know.
Your mom was like, I want another kid, but I don't want to ruin my vag anymore than it already has.
Fuck,
been.
I'm like the baby, and I still get treated like the middle child. Like, I'm like, dude, I'm the baby.
Have you heard half of the shit that comes out of your mouth? Are you surprised?
Whatever. Doesn't matter. We're not talking about that. Why are you bringing up old shit?
She said she was going to start calling me the plunger because I'm always, quote, bringing up old shit.
Oh, my God. Whatever. That's funny.
You always got to bring up the past.
At first, I thought she was going to make a shit joke, like, or a brown joke, but no, she came up with the bringing up the past thing.
What brown joke? Tell me.
Well, the color scale. You remember the color scale. Here, check this out. I wanted to have sex with a woman of every different color. So white, black, brown, yellow, red, purple, whatever.
Purple.
Well, Indian dots,
what
not feathers.
What the fuck is purple?
Indian dots, not feathers.
Oh, fuck. Seriously? How is that purple, though? I don't get it.
I don't know. I didn't make up the color scheme. I just know what it is.
Well, you're actually wrong. It's turquoise, not purple.
Turquoise?
Get your freaking Indian colors right.
Indian. I didn't say Native American. I said Indian.
Indian with a feather. It's turquoise, not purple.
But that's not what I was talking about.
But that wasn't what he was talking about.
Are you talking about the ISIS?
Dots. That's why he said dots, not feathers.
Yeah.
The ISIS people.
7-Eleven, not ISIS. Oh. Dumbass.
Give me a Slurpee or what? How do they talk?
Yeah, Slurpees, not teepees. You're thinking about the wrong Indians.
Talk like them.
maybe this will give it more clarification.
That's dot, not feather?
That's correct. Purple on the color scale, if we're going by the color scale.
Which we always go by the color scale.
Which I had no input on, just as a reminder.
Oh, you did have fucking input on that. In it. Input.
Calm down, yellow.
That's fucked up.
So that's why when we tell you calm down, Brown, that's because of that. That's where we're just going off the color scale, like Cookie says.
Whatever. Well, I want to be pink.
Man, I am brown.
I want to be pink.
That's true. She's the Mexican of the Asian community.
Yeah.
They're actually yellow.
And then remember when we made up we made up our own Philia from the London Bridge incident?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I mean, they're considering it a terrorist attack, which is, like, awful to begin with. But the fact that there were kids there, I'm all like, that makes them, like, pedophile terrorists. It's like, you can't even get, like, a victim your own age. You have to go after children.
Would that be terrophilia?
I believe that is terrophilia.
I wonder if they're going to keep that word around. Terrophilia.
Terrophilia.
It's got to be a thing. Somebody looked it up sometime,
I think. Or you can just put it in Urban Dictionary.
Or you could just put it in.
Boom.
And we could do that. And that reminds me, remember when we were playing the Urban Dictionary game and the thing of you bottling manch came up and you said no and we said yes? Well, yeah. Just to put that little debate to bed, let me play you a little something.
I'm drinking some fucking lame ass shit because it's all I have.
Semen.
Because she bottles it?
I'm drinking a bottle of manch.
She hands her husband a tube. Here, fill this up. I'm gonna stick it in the fridge for later. Is that how that works out?
Your kid wakes up to go get some cereal. Don't touch that!
So manch
it's for my salad.
She adds a little garlic salt and some pepper. It tastes good over romaine lettuce. Who's got anchovies?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And it's funny because I wasn't even really looking for that one when we were cutting the clips for the show. And I just happened to, like, hear it as a portion of one of the other clips that I was intending on clipping. And I was like, wait, weren't we just talking about that? And Fuck Checker and I started laughing. We're like, yeah, she said she didn't. So that's why I found that one. I'm like, okay, we got to put that one in there.
Man.
Nice.
And I guess we move it around a lot. Like, all topics are up in the air. And beauty and, you know, drugs are one of those topics. So check out this one.
It's arousal to sex in front of mirrors.
They don't put them on the ceiling for nothing.
I know. Or do you ever just, like, really just watch yourself?
All the time. I make faces at myself.
One time I fucked my... Yeah, I fucked listening to this. I was that much of a fucking narcissist. I fucked listening to my own fucking podcast. It was so funny.
The only time I ever look at myself in a mirror is when I'm doing coke.
Oh my God.
Fucking Cookie.
He has some of the most dynamite drop ins. It's just like those one liners, like, bam, there it is, right on the spot.
Mic drop.
Exactly. That's why I like listening to when he, like, does color commentary, because it gets out of hand, but it's really awesome because I laugh hysterically. I knew he would be a good addition to the show.
I love that guy. My little cooks.
And I know you're not in. I know Pepper wasn't in the first batch of clips that we played, but we are getting into the second part of the season where she had joined the cast, and this was one of her first contributions.
Why do you gotta play my shit?
Oh, you're not being excluded. You're gonna get some. Tea.
I get roasted all the time. I should be excluded.
So lots going on in the news this week. Anybody catch any of the news or anything on social media?
London Bridge is falling down, falling down.
Falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
Ariana Grande.
You were all going to hell for that one. That's awesome, though. If I could applaud, I'd applaud. My hands are full, long in one hand, lighter in the other. So right off the bat, I was like, wow, okay, maybe she was a good addition. And the whole, just to think the whole time I was sitting there with my fingers crossed, please be funny. Please be funny.
I am fucking funny.
Yes, but looks aren't everything.
Whatever. What did I tell you? I am funny. I say smart things. But you guys just don't see it as smart sometimes. It's not my fault that you don't comprehend.
Like, give me an example.
Just, you know what I'm talking about. I can't do that right now, okay? But I do say smart shit. You laugh all the time, so I say smart, funny shit. I'm the life of the party, so fuck you.
It even attracts ghosts. And if you don't remember, this will refresh your memory.
Why you gotta talk about my ghost?
Speaking of dead people and the funny things that they do sometimes in your sleep. Yeah, you know where this is going. So Pepper starts telling us this story the other day, and we had to like stop her because it was gold what we heard so
true.
Far. So, you know, we stopped her like maybe a third of the way into it, and we told her to save it for right now so that we could do it on the show. So, Pepper, I'm going to turn it over to you and just go ahead and retell the story that you were telling us the other day, because that was gold.
I don't know. It was a dream or what, but I thought I got fucked by a ghost. Like, literally. Like, it felt so good. I actually had an orgasm, which are very hard to fucking have.
In your sleep?
Yes, I was asleep. And I seen myself laying on the bed and a ghost fucking me, like. It was true, okay? I don't know where he went. I didn't get his name.
It was my dad.
Oh, that's one person I didn't get his name.
It was Jasmine's dad.
Was it? Oh my God, can you please tell him to come back? It was so
good. You made seven kids for a reason.
Oh shit, can't knock me up. This factory's closed. Just tell him to come back one more time.
Ghost baby.
We hit it and quit it.
Yeah, I gotta admit, you guys do get on some good ones. On some good ones, and like this one, like kind of stood out to me. And I was going through clips, and I heard it, and I was like, "Oh hell no! There's no way I can't include this." Like, got a lot of pensive rage.
Man, yeah, I'm always just like, "Fuck," you know.
You fuck like a guy.
Like taking out on dick.
Yeah, I'm gonna take
it's like, shit. Shut me up. Shut me up with your fucking cock.
Slap that cock on my face. And then shove it in real hard.
Hey, you know what? Whatever relieves your stress.
Right? It's a win-win.
Like, I think my asshole's fucking bitching, too. Shut that up.
I think that was my favorite part of the whole clip at the end. Wait. I think my asshole's bitching, too.
Well,
it's true.
Serves its purpose during Shark Week.
It has to get punished too.
When they're not down for smelling wet pennies.
Ew,
for some chum change sex.
That's what she call it now, chum change sex. That's in period sex. Why is that? Because it smells like a roll of wet pennies.
Ew, that's so gross.
What?
I don't know. That's, how do you know what that smells like? I would never smell.
Because I'm not afraid of blood.
It's nasty. It's so fucking nasty.
I'm not going to put my mouth down there, but it's so my gross. Dick doesn't have taste buds.
But blood is red so wings. Nasty. Ugh. It's gross.
Exactly.
Never right here. Never.
He said he's not going to earn his wings. He's already clarified.
I would never let anybody go down on me while I was on my period. No.
Would you let them eat your ass?
Yeah. But
she's all, yes, please.
But, like, I mean, well, not eat it. Like, like lick it a little. Like, lick it a little. I don't really know. I'm like, just stick it in. Don't lick. Just do it. But not while I'm on my period. That's disgusting.
So you honestly are now after that tirade.
I would have sex on my period, but I wouldn't let no one go down there.
Well, that's what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about going down.
But like she said, red
that's
wings.
That's just gross.
That's
yeah. I did say Red Wings. Red Wings, and I said that he is clarifying that he is not ready to earn his wing.
That's so gross. Like, who would do that though?
Oh,
you'd be surprised.
Probably like half of fucking Japan. Like
half of Japan.
There's a.
Oh my God, is that true?
That's seriously? Why they have a fucking red dot on their flag. Hello?
Because because somebody that I knew told me, you know, they were dating a Chinese person, or I don't know, some kind of ethnicity, Chinese, Asian, something. So, and he liked to go down on her when she was on her period, and I was like, that's sick. He's like, he finds it as a turn on. Like, why do Chinese people like that shit? Like, that's gross.
No, I'm not Chinese.
Or whatever you are. What are you?
Not today, I'm not.
Well, hurry up and get Chinese.
She's already got a head start. Look at the eyes.
Say Chinese, dirty knees. What is it?
Was it Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees? How about these? Yeah. Was it the devil's rejects?
No, that was in school I did that.
Yeah, but I meant
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these.
Yes, I recall that, but I was talking about like they used it in a movie too.
Did they?
Yes.
Well, I used to use it in before that movie came out.
Yes, I know.
So I don't know. When did they use that?
It's a good movie. You should check it out. It's called The Devil's Rejects.
The Devil's Rejects and The House of a Thousand Corpses. Yes. I like
House of a Thousand Corpses better.
That one's sick. Rob Zombie.
He makes a good movie.
I want to be that chick for Halloween with her cowboy pants with the butt cut open.
Hey, chat.
And my boyfriend could be the Indian.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yeah, I'll be like, woohoo, cowboy.
And then you wonder why things like this happen.
Some good shit.
How to be a nurse.
He's going to come back. He's going to come back like
that's
the karate
not true.
Kid.
He could be an
shit.
Accountant, too.
I feel ignorant now.
He's going to come back like the Karate Kid. All fucking hey, good.
You guys You're are talking about half my around. Fucking family.
Nothing's going to ever keep
works
you
for
down.
The post office.
No, I do not have anyone working for the post office in my family.
Get
the fuck out of
yet.
Here. Are you mixed?
No.
Is it the white side of the family that doesn't work for the post office?
Well, I mean, technically I am, but I'm saying I don't. A lot of them are like usually nurses or...
Fucking nurse.
They work at the nail salon.
Or accountant.
All that shit we talk about you behind your back is true.
I'm not Vietnamese.
I just have a question. I heard a cat in the background earlier where you are, Jasmine. I don't hear it now. Can you tell me what happened?
She was cooking it.
Yeah.
The munchies kicked in.
Shut the fuck up.
We're not supposed to be saying it on the air.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
This is for the brainstorming session.
Oh, now PETA's going to be on our asses.
Ooh, right. Cat and a PETA? That sounds delicious.
Oh, my God.
That's anyway. Chinese and Greek. A kitty gyro.
Speaking of which, did you hear that now people that are found guilty of animal cruelty are now going to have to register like sex offenders?
Oh, fuck. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. And a law is going to come out pretty soon. And can you imagine, like, the Midwest, those people that are fucking the goats?
I got to go, guys. I'll be right back.
Hey, that means the donkey show won't be around no more.
That's TJ. They don't have to worry about it. It's a whole different country.
Oh, they don't have to worry about that?
Yeah, that border thing.
This is only in the Americas.
Yeah. On the freeway,
North America.
Oh, they
it's
don't
just
going to
be
rule?
Like around like the wall that they're
gonna have that
they're
rule
building.
That
it's just
that's
up
where all
to...
you see it like light up.
Aww. Yeah, it's just up to the wall that they're building.
You know
like,
that wall where
that...
we go every Wednesday to catch the drugs they're throwing over, Pepper?
Yeah.
That's the wall. That's the cutoff.
Oh, that's
what...
So that's where the cutoff line is. If
that's
you
where
wanna...
they need to fucking make that law.
Like if you want to have sex with animals, you have to go past the wall.
So what are like you know how like sex offenders like typical can't go near parks or Disneyland, like these ones can't go to Petco or
petting
zoos. Like PetSmart or the
sad.
Zoo.
Yeah, petting zoos.
You
the
see
zoo.
Them all like at the LA Zoo in the front, just like caressing their nipple, like oh yeah,
jerking off in the SeaWorld parking lot.
I know are they the can't horses? Go see the live action of Disney's The Lion King or The Jungle Book because it's just too much.
They start rubbing one out as soon as they hit the parking lot.
Have you ever seen the
Timon?
Have you ever seen the Budweiser horses?
The Clydesdales?
The Clydesdales.
Oh, I mean, I don't know what they are. What are you talking about?
The Budweiser horses are so beautiful. Like,
oh my gosh.
At the Pomona Fair, I'm
I smell chili dog.
I was like, oh shit.
That chair is not scotch guarded. Don't leave a puddle.
Those things are huge.
That's what she said. Literally, she just said that.
What kind of fucked up porn have you been watching this week?
I haven't, but I was there one time and I was like, oh, look at the horses. And it just like dropped.
I told you that donkey show you took me to was going to scar both of us.
Literally, she has a big scar on her back. It messed up her tramp stamp. She's pissed.
The one that says insert here?
Yeah, that hoof print is not coming out.
That wasn't intentional? I thought you and the doggy had something going.
Oh, it's always intentional.
Whatever.
Well, I thought it said mucho carne, didn't it?
I mean, it could have been
that's
a little bit more.
I got pissed.
I mean, the show, her stage show could have been a little more tastefully done, but, you know, the chemistry.
I expected more glitz and glamour. There wasn't enough glitter or fireworks for my taste.
Is this fucking roast pepper day or what? What the hell? That's it. I'm not coming to work.
Promise is promise. You're coming literally right now. You are coming. Don't make empty threats.
You said you wanted to be the center of attention. Now you got it. Why are you complaining?
Whatever. I want to be queen for the day.
Me too. I want to be queen for the day too.
I am the queen. I'm a queen. Yep. I'm a queenie.
So no animals, eh?
Right. So if they have sex with animals, does that mean they have to register twice? Once for animal cruelty and once for being a sex offender?
And then does the animal's age matter? So if you do it with like an underaged animal, like are you both a sex offender and like...
Is that considered a minor?
Bestiality? Like what? Yeah.
Pedophilia?
Or do dog years count? Like,
yeah, I know. Like what if they're over?
Yeah, what if... Like, well, on what scale are we using?
Well, when dog ears are old enough, right?
You know what they say, if there's grass on the field, play.
At the dog.
Oh my god.
Mostly animals are all hairy. I mean, unless you're doing a reptile.
Oh, thank you, Wave.
Oh my god.
This is
god.
Awesome. We got to get a camera so you guys can see the wave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, that's going on the best of.
What if you do like a similar species? So like a monkey or something. Oh wait, that's how we got AIDS. I retract previous statement.
I would say something, but I'm not allowed to say racist things on the air.
Oh, shit.
Yes, that is racist, Pepper. That is racist.
Yes, that makes you racist. That's exactly what we were talking about.
This went south really quickly.
Sorry.
First the Mexican donkeys, then the fucking monkeys. Jesus.
Wow, you want to talk? You want to talk about animals?
We didn't want to recount your times with them, though.
Seriously,
it just kind of happened as a bonus.
She's looking through her phone at the pictures, just crying. Like, what could have been?
Whatever.
Like I told you, the stage show wasn't great, but the chemistry.
I know it was there.
Ha ha ha.
So she was one with the donkey.
But the donkey was one with her.
And then it wasn't, and then it was, and then it wasn't, and then it was.
And then surprise ending.
Okay, well, that's all, everybody, we have for you today for Roasting Pepper Day. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, now we're praying?
Yes. You know what? I'm going to start going to church and praying for all you guys.
You know that's not going to, again, it sounds like
you know we
say.
Haven't been allowed in church for years, Pepper.
I could still stand
since
outside.
I started dipping the body what? Of Christ in the blood.
I told you couldn't do that. What
I
is
have
the restraining
to be so
orders?
Many feet away from
God
the priest.
Forgive me.
What from did the lawyer tell you? The restraining, what did the restraining
stay
orders
so many
say?
Feet away from the priest. Right. That's it.
So sit in the back if you absolutely have to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I know. Or at the top.
We can still keep the camera in the confessional on the priest's end, though, I asked. How do you like it, Monsignor so-and-so?
Monsignor.
It's not so funny when you're being the one preyed on, huh? You can't rape the willing.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm dead. I have no words. Holy fuck.
You say that too?
So
fucking shit.
We're so fucking good. See how I'm smart and funny? Oh my god, I'm losing my voice.
You're the smart one?
Right. I got the cure for that.
Oh man.
That was a fucking roast session.
Oh
right
my god,
there.
That was like a really, yeah, that was a good one.
Right? I mean, just like the back and forth, and then I play some of these things back and I listen to them, like, you know, editing or showing people it. Now I can kind of see why they might have asked at certain points, hey, you guys should be recording this, because yeah, that was really funny. Like, just
yeah,
his drop-ins, like the quick one-liners, like those were my favorite ones, like this one with the beauty heroine's husband.
I want to die fucking my husband.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I want to die fucking your husband too.
He's bad.
He's always fucking volunteering, man.
Oh my god.
He is. He does. He's a trooper. He volunteers.
He does charity work. Fuck it.
He volunteers for everything, and that's one of the clips that I was gonna close out the show with. But check this one out first, as far as volunteering and like just his one-liners.
I'd rather they chew off my nipple.
No, fuck that nipple.
Chew the nipple right off. You can cover that up with a shirt. You look like a freak like this. Look at that. Look at you. Can't tell I don't have two nipples. Oh. Plus, I have an extra one.
Oh my god.
And just for the visual, he was like hiding one of his fingers when he's like, you look like a freak like that. What am I gonna do to you? But yeah, he's always him and Pepper are always up for a challenge, and this is this was one of their challenges.
I want someone to suck peas out of my ass.
Challenge accepted.
But I won't suck no peas out of no one's ass. Can we make it green beans instead? Peas are just too small.
That's a lot of sucking. Well, technically, if it's a vegan bar, it just has to be something that doesn't have meat in it, right? So I guess anything that would fit in there and not smush on the way in.
An eggplant? That sounds ambitious.
Suck a carrot out of me.
A baby carrot or a large carrot? Like a full-sized carrot?
We'll start slow, do the baby, and then if I like it, we'll do the big one.
Okay. I'm still game.
And then we'll go for the cucumber.
Why not both at the same time?
That sounds rather ambitious.
Oh, that's my cookie.
Right? It did sound rather ambitious to me, but again, I mean, you guys are up for any challenge, so, I mean, hey, whatever floats your boat.
Whatever.
But, no, all in all, I think it was a cool show, and I had a lot of fun. What about you guys? What was your guys' take on the first season?
I fucking have fun all the time with you guys. Like, I don't want to fucking go on a break. Yes, I had fun, especially my favorite game.
This was like a religious experience.
A religious, really? Were we chanting on our knees?
One of us was.
Yeah, maybe a religious experience for you, honey, but not for me. I don't bring God into my naughtiness.
He suffered enough. Don't bring him into your mess.
Exactly. Shit. Spare him.
Well, we're not really technically on a break. It's just a recording break to plan out the second season so we can make sure that it's just as fun and just as hilarious as this one has been.
And, oh my god, when you said that, I'm sorry, but when you said that, we're not on a break. It reminded me of like when
Friends.
Ex, like,
we were on a break.
Like, motherfucker, I need cheating. We're on a break. You said it.
They were on a break, though. For
exactly.
Real.
A break is a break.
Don't worry. We still get to get together and say funny things. We just have to write them down and remember for the next season.
Oh, that's going to be hard for me to do. I could write down, but I can't remember.
That's okay. There's three of us that'll help you remember, and if not, we can always play some more of the best of shows.
That's what friends are for. Thanks, guys. Thanks for helping the retard. I'll bring my helmet.
All right, guys. Well, on behalf of all of us, it's been a great season. And don't forget to keep checking out the website. We are going to have stuff that we're going to keep posting up there, updates and some behind-the-scenes stuff, planning of season two. We're also going to be doing some more live YouTube broadcasts. So... you can check us out on there. They may be shorter than, you know, the actual shows, but just a little something here and there every once in a while to let you know that we're still around and we're still working on season two. So until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.